The rest of the world is still trying to assess the U.S. bailout plan and what it means for their own economies. Let's take a moment now to take stock.
People shouldn't confuse America with the world these days.
That's Jim O'Neill, head of global economic research for Goldman Sachs.
It's no longer true that America catches a cold, the world catches pneumonia. There are very large parts of the developing world, led by China and India, that if you spent some time there today or tomorrow, you would not know that there was anything called the credit crisis really taking place.
Well, it's not entirely true. There was a mini panic in Hong Kong today as customers mobbed branches of the Bank of East Asia. There was a rumor going around town that the bank was in trouble. Bank executives and Hong Kong financial authorities denied the rumor. They tried to demonstrate that the bank remains sound. Joseph Pang is Bank of East Asia's deputy chief.
We are not in trouble financially. We don't know what caused this to happen, but the police, they are investigating the cause.
The depositors were calmed, but clearly some in East Asia remain jittery. India seems pretty calm, despite a one-day strike by a million bank workers against plans to merge several institutions. And in Europe, leaders are trying to reassure the markets and their people. The EU's Economic and Monetary Commissioner, Joaquin Almunia, told a skeptical Euro Parliament in Brussels that the situation is less acute than in the United States. He said Europe does not think a U.S.-style bailout plan is needed.